Welcome back to King. This is episode number 43. That's right, 43 weeks of us bringing you the hottest in Microsoft News Stories every week. It's actually our first show of the new year.
2010.
It's 2010. Is that cool?
There's actually a website out there that teaches people to say 2010 instead of 2000 things. That just,
you have to teach people?
Yeah.
What are the instructions on such a thing?
Step number one, say 2010.
Gotcha. Very good. Speaking of 2010, how'd you spend your new year?
I spent my new year here in Seattle. Oh. Yep. Yeah, I spent it myself.
Did you do anything exciting? Did you make any resolutions?
I made a whole sheet full of resolutions.
And kept to...
And so far, I'm doing my perfect push-ups. As you can see, I'm almost ready to just bust.
You were busting out of the shirt. I was going to say, you know, you got a license for those guns, Paul.
they're concealed.
Yeah. Do you want to ask me how I spent my New Year's?
Don't really care.
No, not so much.
Well, okay. What'd you do?
I was in Utah, Park City, Utah. I like to go there and I ski. That's right. I don't snowboard. I am not that cool. That's it. I'm not really a believer in New Year's resolutions. I feel like every day you should better yourself, not just once a year.
Yeah, but it's something where you can like rally around some big causes.
So, such as
perfect
push-ups.
Perfect push-ups. occasionally some imperfect pull-ups.
Nice.
And yeah.
Very cool. Well, with that, I say we start the show. What do you say, Paul?
I say we're almost there. I want to give a shout out to one of the Niners, Thomas Wisniewski.
Wisniewski. Sounds like you're almost speaking backwards.
No, it sounds like I'm trying to pronounce a Polish last name.
Gotcha.
Since we have viewers all around the world.
All right, so what did our viewer from Poland say?
He wanted to give a shout out to the Buzz Out Loud podcast where they were talking about a little dispute that we had.
Imagine.
Yeah, and apparently one more person says it's the Konami code instead of the Contra code.
Listen, I don't know how many times I need to explain this. If you don't live in the culture and you just go by what you read, sure, technically it is called the Konami code. But those who are gamers and live and breathe this sort of environment and lifestyle, it's commonly referred to, the slang term, the hip term, if you will, is the Contra code. Yeah, I know it's used for more games than just Contra.
I think we need to have like a little bubble up here that says like I'm just backpedaling and I'm wishing that this will never be brought up again.
No, I know what's the truth, and you people, you know.
Yeah, and so in 2010 we are going to be bringing you the best of Ping and the Konami code.
Really start the show down. All right, with every start of New Year, there is a big convention called CES.
Huge!
Have you been?
I've never been. I really wanted to go.
So you've only read about it.
And I've watched podcasts.
So it's similar to the Konami code. You haven't really experienced it.
Well, no, I've experienced the Konami code because I've done it.
Anyway, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas last week. Lots of announcements made, and Microsoft made a few.
Yep.
Some people were underwhelmed, shall we say?
That's a good way to put it.
How would you put it?
Well, no, that's exactly how I'd put it. We talked about Natal last year and saying, oh, this is going to be something big. And now it's just kind of like we're going through the vision.
Right, still Natal.
Yeah, here's a checkpoint.
Exactly.
But it's still an amazing thing that we'll be releasing the holiday season in 2010.
Right, in 2010, not 2010. We also announced the Microsoft Game Room.
Yep.
For gamers, if those of you who are interested, sort of, you'll get classic arcade boxes, and you can go in and play old games like, was it Mortal Kombat, Asteroids?
Yeah. Galaxy Quest.
Centipede, all these things available. Some other announcements was not the Courier, but we will have a new version of the tablet PC.
Yeah, like a slate PC where it doesn't have any type of physical keyboard at all. It's just like a smooth screen.
Right, but they didn't show it.
They showed a few little slate PCs.
I thought they hadn't showed the final. They were just showing things that were already announced. Okay,
But they didn't interact with them a whole lot. It was very, very smoke and mirror-ish.
And what else did they talk about?
I thought they released some very interesting statistics. Like, they said that there have been 200 million Avatar outfits created.
Yeah.
And I can totally see that, because every time a girl comes over to my place and like plays on the Xbox.
That one time?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all one time that's happened. Yeah. They just sit there for like a half an hour.
Oh my God, my avatar looks
playing
just
with their
like
characters.
Me. It's adorable. But you know what I'm going to have to say, and this is embarrassing, but I'm going to share it with you all because I know you won't judge me. In order to get my avatar to look exactly like me, I have to be a boy. Isn't that sad?
And why is that sad? It doesn't seem...
It just is. But it's really cute with the little hair and, like, cute little red shirt. Anyway.
Does it have one of these scarves, too?
No, this is for when I'm feeling professional. Oh, okay. And my gamer gear is completely something different. Yep. Anyway, anything else we should talk about CES? Besides the stats, I feel like at a keynote for such a major event where you've got the eyes and ears of all the media and you know, the tech enthusiasts and the whole gaming nation... To just release stats and nothing new, you're going to get bad feedback.
Yeah, well, I mean, they also showed about 20 different PCs that have Windows 7 on them,
yep.
Ranging from tablets to laptops to gaming laptops with 3D effects to, like, computers built into TVs. Like, the Windows 7 was actually a very large part of the things that we released, and I think that, you know, it's all good stuff, but it wasn't the wow.
I think, you know, what it is that we had so many wow moments in 2009 as a whole that, you know, they didn't give us enough time to build up our next wow. I know there's going to be a big wow next month with the release, hopefully, of our new mobile device. So maybe we're just holding off for that. I think there's another mix. We'll announce it at Mix.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I have no idea.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
All right, let's move on.
Next. Okay, Laura, let me ask you another type of gaming question. Have you ever heard of God mode?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what is God mode?
That's when I'm playing.
Oh,
no, God
snap.
Mode is... you can't die, basically.
You can't die, yeah.
You can't die. You have unlimited ammo, you know, unlimited health bar, whatever it is. You cannot die. You are the man.
Do you know which games had really made this popular? I'm just trying to test her out here.
Half-Life?
I've never played Half-Life, even though it's a major game.
Quake,
okay. Yeah.
What answer are you looking
for? I'm looking for the Doom series made by id Software.
Okay.
Yeah.
A prelude to Quake, yeah. But okay.
So, anyway, apparently
Where are you going with this one?
There was somebody in the Windows division that decided to make a little thing called God Mode.
Mm-hmm,
or maybe,
mm-hmm.
maybe there's just some blogger that wanted to call it God Mode.
Yeah. But
essentially what you do is you create a new folder, and then you...
Windows 7.
In Windows 7.
Yeah.
And also Windows Vista 64-bit, where you type in this little code into it,
mm-hmm.
Where it has, like, a text string and a period and then a GUID in between two angle brackets. And then magically you get to do, like, all of these different tasks that you can do in Windows 7.
Right. Essentially, it's a shortcut to all your Windows settings.
Yep.
So you don't have to go in and click around and, like, you know, waste 3 or 4 clicks trying to find them.
And someone thought it'd be cool to call this God Mode, but you can really call it anything. Like, you can call it Paul is God Mode, whatever.
Yeah, I think what happened was I'm pretty sure it was a blogger who called it God Mode.
Yep.
So it got sort of sensationalized and hyped, and everyone was like, oh, what's the God Mode in Windows 7? I want it because it does sound cool.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's really not God Mode. It's just what this guy called it, so he would get some press like we're giving him.
Yep.
But it's not Windows 7 exclusive. It was available. Some people think that is another version was also available on XP, and like you said, Vista 64-bit. So, the moral of the story is if you've gotten someone telling you about this exciting new Windows 7 God Mode, personally, I'm not that excited.
Really, we can't like just rain like fire and brimstone.
Now that would be cool. That I would suggest that you enter the string of the code. What do you call them? GUIDs?
Yeah, GUIDs. Globally Unique Identifiers.
Sexy.
Next.
A GUID is a guy with his hairy chest and he's like, hey yo.
No, that's the GUIDO.
The GUIDO. All right, I mentioned earlier and another conference, big conference coming up. Better than CES, IMHO.
Uh-huh.
Are you stirring the pot?
I'm mixing right now.
Oh, clever. What is that, your cauldron?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that how you mix?
Boil.
Yeah, I believe it. Anyway, it's coming up. It's in Las Vegas. It's sort of all about the web. Mix is for developers and designers. It's a really great conference. It's March 15th to 17th, and in previous years, we've always had it at the Venetian, which I enjoy because at the Venetian, every room is like a suite.
Mm-hmm.
So you get really large rooms, you get a table and a dining area.
Because clearly somebody your size really needs a very, very big room.
Well, my ego.
Oh.
I bring it with me.
I'm surprised it didn't fit into the studio.
And my shoes. So that's that. But this year, it's at the Mandalay Bay, which is very exciting as well because the Mandalay Bay has the wave pool and the lazy river that goes around. with the sandy beaches.
Is it going to be usable in 65-degree weather?
In March?
I don't know how warm Vegas is in March.
Yeah, it should be pretty warm in by March. But
you're
going to
be
the
busy.
Hotels, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be mixing, and there's a lot of great sessions, keynotes. We got Scott Guthrie, Bill Buxton. And so sign up, get there if you can. If not, of course, we're going to cover it. And you can always go to visitmix.com for all of that sort of online goodness. And there's a contest,
yeah.
Which this is really where we're going with this story. You guys need to sign up and enter the Mix 10K contest. And now you don't have to run 10K. You don't have to pay 10K. You actually need to create an application.
Yep, and it compresses down
to 10K or less, and submit it. And the winner, there's a bunch of winners and several prizes, but the grand prize winner gets a trip to Mix.
Wow.
To hang out with me in the wave pool.
Very nice.
And go to sessions. And stuff like that. So anyway, we're just trying to get you guys excited about that. So make sure you register and start building your application 10K or less.
Awesome. All right, that's it for our first show in 2010.
It was good. Was it good for you?
It was a good.
It's good,
good
for
to
me.
Stretch out the old muscles.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Back in the groove.
But now that we are into our second year of paying. Wow, it's weird to say that. I'd love to reach out to the Niners out there and ask, like, what do you guys want to see from us in 2010? Do you...
more Paul's boy band!
Oh, God. Wrap your windows around me. I share my best ideas with you. Make them come true, cause that's what you're meant to do. You take me closer to heaven. But yeah, aside from my boy band and hearing about Laura's inability to remember games from when she was 20.
It was like yesterday when I was 20.
What
do you guys want to see? Topics you want us to cover? People you want us to have on?
Yeah, do you want to do like interviews on site around Microsoft campus?
If you really want to see us live from remote beach in Hawaii, just let us know.
Yep.
We'll do that for you.
Exactly. And what do you think about like our show length? Do you want it longer, shorter? Like, does this format work out for you guys? We'd love to hear your feedback and kick off 2010 with some new ideas from you guys.
I was really scared if you were going to make some sort of length joke there. all right, well, that's it. That's a wrap. We're out of here. See you next week.
Well, I'm not a crook.